Your enjoyment of the Blue Sky Boys, playing at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through April 3rd, will depend on your ability to suspend disbelief. Suspension of disbelief is a term credited to 19th century poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who claimed it is needed to be able to accept work that strains plausibility. He felt for that to happen, the material must have, quote, human interest and a semblance of truth, end quote. The Blue Sky Boys fits this definition in all ways. Because the play uses a mere three men as a composite for thousands and thousands of people who worked on the project that accomplished the impossible, landing a man on the moon, it strains credibility. However, it does make it easier for the play to have human interest. As for semblance of truth, the fact is, we did put two men on the moon in 1969 and brought them home again. Once you get past the play's conceit, you appreciate its premise that claims the Apollo mission succeeded because unconventional people found new ways to solve seemingly unsurmountable challenges. Even if you never suspend your disbelief, there's a lot of theater magic taking place on the stage of Capitol Rep. The young actors playing the engineers are excellent in creating characters that are eccentric but dedicated to their task. The three actors playing the numerous apparitions are also good, and the set would be perfect for any group of slightly mad scientists. Most of all, director Gordon Greenberg creates many moments of beauty and charm that supports the aura of magical realism that exists within the work. This is especially true in the second act of the two-hour work. Greenberg provides a series of visuals at the conclusion of the play that are touching and inspiring. His dance of celebration as the mission succeeds is joyous and filled with camaraderie. Throughout, he nurses a lot of humor from the material without diminishing the seriousness of the undertaking. But sad to say, the play is inconsistent, and the first act is hindered, as it offers a lot of information that, though necessary, seems like overload and extends the time it takes to relate to the characters. But there are positives as well. One of the particularly charming things about the play's premise is that it doesn't discard old knowledge. Blue Sky Boys stresses that new accomplishment comes through innovation, which is expanding old ideas by adding to them with modern advances. The source of old knowledge can include science, literature, myth, and even comic book fiction. Indeed, the blue sky in the title refers to the men going into a meditative state to summon people like the god Apollo, Galileo, and Buck Rogers, to name only a few of the abstractions who appear to offer advice, knowledge, and inspiration to the three engineers. Oddly, it's not the appearance of these characters that creates the challenge of overcoming disbelief. The greatest hurdle is because the play focuses on the three eccentrics. It appears that the design of the modules, the timetable of the flights, the choice of who will man the craft, and just about everything else was done by a small, unsupervised, and undisciplined trio. Even if you accept the men as representative figures, you have another issue to overcome. Because we know the moon landing was successful, the conflict needed to make the evening dramatic has to come from a situation between the characters. This doesn't happen. The problem is with the character Howard Haggerty, who was placed in charge of the project as the president's representative. As played by Joseph Kolinsky, he is a rigid man determined to bring order to the creative process. The character is important, as this conversion is vital for the audience to understand the need for cooperation and the use of collective knowledge is a vital element for the success of any project. Kolinsky plays him as an angry, narrow-minded individual who thinks shouting is a sign of authority. This choice makes the man seem one-dimensional and deprives the play of a convert. Blue Sky Boys is far from a perfect night of theater, but it has its charms. It makes you laugh, think, and reflect. And as the play emphasizes, perfection isn't always the best measure of success. The Blue Sky Boys continues at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through April 3. Tickets and information can be had at 518-445-SHOW or go to capitalrep.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.